Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bechayreis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah begins. Yesh Pchar Lenachla, you can have a Pchar, who is considered a Pchar, b'negei the halacha of Yarshining. But ve'enoi Pchar Lekayin, he's not a Pchar, in regard to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. On the other hand, Pchar Lekayin, sometimes you can have a child who is a Pchar, b'negei the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, but ve'en a Pchar Lenachla. Doesn't have the halacha of a Pchar in regard to the halachis of Yerusha. And then there is Pchar Lenachla Ulakayin. You can have a baby who is a Pchar for both the halachis of Nachla, Tiyarshin, and Pidyon HaBen. And Yesha Ein a Pchar Loi Lenachla V'Loi Lakayin. And the last category would be a child who's not a Pchar at all, not B'negei of the halachis of Yerusha, and not as it would apply to the halachis of Pidyon HaBen. Okay, so what does it mean, Pchar Lenachla? A Pchar gets a double share in his father's Yerusha. Also for a Pchar, a father has the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. He has to redeem the Pchar from a Kayin for 5 Sloyim. But what determines who is a Pchar for Nachla and what determines who is a Pchar for Pidyon HaBen is different. Who is the Pchar that gets a double portion? He's the father's firstborn son. He may not be the mother's firstborn son. Maybe the mother had a son from a different marriage. It doesn't make a difference. It's the Pchar from the father that gets the double portion. But for the father to have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it has to be the first child born to his mother. The Torah says, Peterechem. And it doesn't matter whether or not he's a Pchar to his father. So the father may have children from a different wife, but if this is the firstborn Pchar to the mother, then there's a mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. The Mishnah continues. Ezu Pchar Lenachla, who is the Pchar only for Halachis of Yerusha, that he gets a double portion, but Ve'enai Pchar Lekayin, he's not a Pchar for Pinyin HaBen. Zakta the Mishnah, it would be a Zachar, a boy, Haba, that is born, Achra HaNephalim. Nephalim means babies that came out before they were ready to come out. Sheyotzer Roishai, the Nephil, this baby that was premature, his head came out, Chai, when he was alive. The Batanura explains we're talking about twins over here. But these twins weren't the same. One was a Nephil, premature, and the other was ready to be born. The baby that was not ready to be born yet stuck its head out of the mother when it was alive and came back in. And then his brother came along and was born. So the Nephil stuck its head out, but then reversed itself, and afterwards out came the brother. This brother that came out afterwards is a Pchar Lenachla. I, the first one, put his head out first. But when it comes to Pchar Lenachla, the din is, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi. Chazal Darshan, what does the word Oinoi mean? It comes from the Lashon of Aninus, or Avelus. An Oinen is a person, Rachmana Litzlan, on the first day after he loses a relative. But our Gemara is darshaning it in the Lashon of feeling pain. Who would the father feel pain for, Chas v'Shalom, if he loses a child? His son that's alive. Not the baby, even though when it stuck out its head it was alive, but that baby never lived. It didn't have the kayach to live. It wasn't fully mature. Now, in regard to Pchar Lekayin, so we already said, the Pasuk says, Peterechem, whoever comes out first. And Memela, if this first baby stuck its head out first, he's Peterechem. Even though that baby didn't live at the end. But the one who came afterwards and did live, he's no longer a Pchar when it comes to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Now, some of you may ask, wait a second, if they're twins, so they're mamish the same. So how could it be one was mature, one was not mature? So that the Gemara discusses, we won't get into now, but it could be. Some babies are born after 7 months, some after 9 months. A 9-month baby that was born in the 8th month can't live. It didn't have its 9 months. But if the baby to start with was the kind of baby that, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this baby, it's ready to come out after 7 months, so in the 8th month, it's fully mature. So the Mefarshim explain over here, that's how you can have twins, where one is a 9-month baby, one is a 7th month baby. and both babies were born in the 8th month. It's the 9-month baby that stuck its head out. At that point, it was still alive. Comes back in, and the 7th month baby is born normally. So that 7th month baby is Abchar Lenachla. He's the one that the father would cry over. But because his brother already stuck his head out beforehand, he's not Abchar Lekayin. Another example of Abchar Lenachla for Yerusha, that he gets a double portion, but he's not Abchar, for opinion of Ben would be, Uben Tisha, let's say you have a baby that finished its 9 months. Still, she yatsa roishe meis. It should have been born alive, but the Rabbeinu Shalom decides which neshamais have to come down to this world alive, which have to come down only to be in their mother's womb. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zechayin Levracha, in the Sefer Igros Moshe, where he explains to someone who Nebuch had a baby that wasn't born alive. Rabbi Moshe says that certain neshamais have to come down to this world, and that's their tikkun, just to be in their mother and be developed. And the neshama can go straight to Gan Eden. So in any event, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Uben Tisha, we have over here a child that was completely mature, should have been born alive, but Sheyatza Roishai Meis, his head came out and he was not alive. This baby also had a twin. The twin was born alive. So the baby that was born afterwards is a Bchar Lenachla. It's the one that the father is going to raise that he would cry over. But he's not a Bchar to the Kayin because he's not Peter Rechem. So again, this baby was a Ben Tisha, fully mature. It stuck its head out alive, went back in, and then the other baby was born. What would be if this first baby stuck its head out, that's a Ben Tisha, and it was alive, and afterwards it went back in and the other baby was born? Says the Batanura, then the second baby would not be Petarechem, for sure not, but would also not be a Bchar Lenachla, because Lamaisa, the first baby, was born alive, and he was a baby that could have lived, a 9-month baby, and therefore that's the one that the father would cry over. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, another example of a Bchar Lenachla, but not a Bchar for Pidyon Aben, is Vahamapeles Kemin Behema Chaya V'oif. Out of the mother came a baby that didn't live, but it looked like an animal, a wild animal, or a bird. The next baby that she has is a Bchar for Nachla. The father, he doesn't cry over a baby that looked like an animal. He doesn't consider it a child. So it's the next baby that's the baby the father would cry over. And therefore, that's the Bchar Lenachla. But this first baby, even though it looks like an animal, Nebuch, totally deformed and it didn't live, Lamaisa was the first one to come out of his mother. And therefore, the next child is not going to be a Bchar for the Kayin. Divi Remeir Zehalt Remeir, the Chachamim say? No! This baby that looks like an animal is not even considered to be Peterechem. The baby that comes afterwards is the first baby that looks like a human, and therefore, that's not only the first baby for Nachla, according to the Chachamim, it's also the first baby for Pidyon HaBen. Again, the Chachamim say, the first baby is not considered Peterechem Achi Hebei Mitzuras Adam, unless it has at least somewhat of a Tzura of an Adam, of a human. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Mapeles. Mapeles again means a baby that came out that didn't live. But what came out? A sandal. Sandal? Sandal is like a glob that has no tzura at all. It looks a little bit like a shoe, a sandal, even though we call a sandal a shoe. In the Mishnah Lashon, it was the same. There's no tzura of any limbs. And what usually happens is there's another baby. There were twins. And one baby like crushed the other baby. Some say sandal is a lashon of sanui vidal, says the Batanura. Sanui, it's like, ooh, people don't like it. Even though it's not its fault. It's not really hated, but it's a lashon. It's like Nebuch. So this sandal came out. Oy shilya. Shilya is like the bag that the baby is supposed to be inside, but there was no baby. Now, there had to have been a baby, or else there wouldn't have been this bag. But what happened was, when it was very, very tiny, when it first started to develop, it didn't have a tzuri yet, somehow it must have dissolved. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'shafir mirukam. This is an egg-shaped kind of glob of flesh that has something like a human. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, v'hayoytzei mechutach, this is the last of these examples, a baby that came out in pieces. The Maturin explains, even though usually we say when the head comes out, it's called born, but in this case, where it kind of came out disconnected, the limbs are disconnected, you have to have roiv of the aver. The head alone would have not been called born, but if roiv of the baby came out, even though unfortunately it was cut up, it's called beterechem, and the baby that's born afterwards is a parla nachla and not a parla kain. In any event, so in all these cases, like the Mishnah Abba Achrayin, whoever comes afterwards is a parla nachla to get pishnayim, a double chalik of the Yerusha, but ve'enai parla kain, they would not be considered a parla kain because whatever came out first was the peter rechem. The second one is no longer the first to come out of the mother's womb. Now the list continues. Of a child who is a par for Nachla, for Yerusha, but not for Pidyon HaBen. But these are different kinds of cases. Zok the Mishnah Vaitre, Mishaloi Hoyaloi Banim, a man who never had children. Venosa Isha, and he married a wife, a woman, Shekvar Yolda, who already had a baby. And now they have a son together. That son is a par for Nachla. He's the father's first child, but he's not a par for Pidyon HaBen because he's not the mother's first child. Once again, in regard to Nachla, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi, the first one that the father would cry over. And in regard to Pidyon HaBen, the Torah says, Peterecha. Zakta Mishnah to Oida Shivcha v'Nishtachra. Let's say this woman that he married was a Shivcha Knanis, and v'Nishtachra, after the baby was born, she was freed. Or, Oida Nachris. She wasn't Jewish at all. A Shivcha Knanis has a din of in regard to many halachas. This woman was b'chlal, not Jewish. She had a baby, and afterwards, when it's gaira, she was megaira herself. Mishabas liYisrael, after she marries a Yisrael, she's megaira herself, she marries a Yisrael, and this Yisrael never had children. Yolda, and they have a son. So this son is a p'char only l'nachla, but ve'ein a p'char l'kayin, not a p'char for a kayin, because l'maisa, this woman had a baby already. Even though when she had the baby, she was either a Shivcha Kananis or a Nachris. Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues on this halacha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the first son that was born after she was freed from being a Shivcha Kananis or was Megai herself is considered both a Pchar L'Nachla, a Pchar to get double Yerusha, Vilakayan, and B'negei the Pchiv of Pidyon HaBen. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Peterechem be Yisrael. So to have the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen, it would have to be the first of the mother's womb after she's a Yisrael. At Sheyiftu, as the Mishnah explains, only after was opened up Rechem, the womb of Yisrael. So the babies that she had before she was a Yisrael, that does not count.